those above you to give you a leg up. Of course, no wizard would normally dream of giving a colleague a leg up unless it was in order to catch them on the hop. The mere thought of actually encouraging a competitor. But, on the other hand, this old fool might still be of assistance for a while, and afterwards, well... They looked at one another with mutual grudging admiration and unlimited mistrust. But at least it was a mistrust each one felt he could rely on, until afterwards. "His name is Coin," said Spelter. "He says his father's name is Ipslaw."
"I wonder how many brothers has he got," said Carding.
"I'm sorry?"
"There hasn't been magic like that in this university in centuries," said Carding. "Maybe for thousands of years. I've only ever read about it." "We banished an Ipslaw 30 years ago," said Spelter. "According to the records, he'd got married. I can see that if he had sons, they'd be wizards. But I don't understand how..." "That wasn't wizardry. That was sorcery," said Carding, leaning back in his chair. Spelter stared at him across the bubbling varnish. "Sorcery? The 8th son of a wizard would be a sorcerer."
"I didn't know that."
"It's not widely advertised."
"Yes, but sorcerers were a long time ago. I mean, the magic was a lot stronger then. Men were different. It didn't have anything to do with, well, breeding."
Spelter was thinking, 8 sons. That means he did it 8 times, at least. Gosh.
"Sorcerers could do everything," he went on. "They were nearly as powerful as the gods. There was no end of trouble. The gods simply wouldn't allow that sort of thing anymore. Depend upon it."
"Well, there was trouble because the sorcerers fought amongst themselves," said Carding. "But one sorcerer wouldn't be any trouble. One sorcerer... correctly advised, that is, by older and wiser minds."
"But he wants the Arch-Chancellor's hat."
"Why can't he have it?"
Spelter's mouth dropped open. This was too much, even for him. Carding smiled at him amiably.
"But the hat?"
"It's just a symbol," said Carding. "It's nothing special. If he wants it, he can have it. It's a small enough thing, just a symbol, nothing more."
"A figure hat?"
"A figure hat?"
"Worn by a figurehead."
"But the gods choose the Arch-Chancellor." Carding raised an eyebrow.
"Do they?" he said, and coughed. "Well, yes, I suppose they do, in a manner of speaking."
"In a manner of speaking?" Carding got up and gathered his skirts around him.
"I think," he said, "that you have a great deal to learn. By the way, where is that hat?"
"I don't know," said Spelter, who was still quite shaken. "Somewhere in Virid's apartments, I suppose."
"We'd better fetch it," said Carding.
He paused in the doorway and stroked his beard reflectively.
"I remember Ipslaw," he said. "We were students together. Wild fellow, odd habits. Superb wizard, of course, before he went to the bad. He had a funny way of twitching his eyebrow, I remember, when he was excited."
Carding looked blankly across 40 years of memory and shivered.
"The hat," he reminded himself. "Let's find it. It would be a shame if anything happened to it."
End of CD 1.